Chapter 3, Peter and John Cure a Lame Man. Now Peter and John were going into the temple at the hour of prayer, at the ninth hour, and a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to enter the temple, he asked for alms. And Peter, looking straight at him as John did, said, "Look at us." And he gave his attention, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but what I have, that I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength, and he, leaping up, stood and began to walk, and he entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him, that it was he that sat for alms at the Beautiful Gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While he clung to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's, astounded. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "You men of Israel, why do you marvel at this man? Or why fasten your eyes on us, as though by our own power or reverence towards God we had made him walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and rejected before the presence of Pilate when he had determined to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. And by faith in his name has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which is through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." Peter appeals to the people to repent. "And now, brothers, I know that in ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. But the things which God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ should suffer, he thus fulfilled. Therefore, repent and be converted, so that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ, whom has been appointed to you, Jesus, whom the heaven must receive until the time of restoration of all things, of which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, that have been since the world began. Moses indeed said, 'A prophet like me shall the Lord God raise up for you from among your brothers. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you.' And it shall be that every soul that shall not listen to that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that followed after, as many as have spoken, they also told of these days. You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, 'And in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed.' To you first God, having raised up his servant, sent him to bless you in turning every one of you away from your sins."